Missiles streaked across the dusk sky towards the Raven Guard and their allies, and Korax traced their trails to a battery of a dozen whirlwinds on the opposite side of the valley. The cleft between the mountains was full of light, the glow of slowly descending illuminator shells and the blaze of lamps from vehicles and power armor. The yellow glare shone on the warplate and battle tanks of the World Eaters. Some squads and individuals still wore the blue and white of their old Legion colors, though many were clad in red, either paint or blood, their Imperial insignia defaced or obliterated completely. Cerebral implants drove them into a battle madness, their brains awash with a cocktail of stimulants and artificial rage impulses. The berserk warriors of the World Eaters pounded towards the squads waiting for them on the mountainside while their tanks and guns belched shells, rockets and plasma to pave the way for the assault. Through the rumble of engines and the thunder of explosions, the Primarch of the Raven Guard could hear their hate-filled bellows and snarled battle cries. Explosions rocked the slopes, the whirlwinds hammering legionaries and ferrocrete aegis walls in fountains of fire. Korax turned his gaze to the left along the massive viaduct that crossed from one peak to the next along the flank of his position. Above the kilometers-long bridge, thunderhawks and stormbirds ascended towards the higher slopes, watched over by sweeping patrols of lightning fighters. Below streamed columns of another foe. Thousands of space marines advanced beneath banners depicting the Hydra of the Alpha Legion. As he knew only too well, for years they had played shadow games, trying to win by manipulation and subversion, but now they came in numbers to deliver the last blow alongside their uneasy allies. Out to the west, 10 kilometers distant, the foothills were awash with a force even greater in number, comprised of traitorous regiments of the Imperial Army. A sea of soldiers from a score of worlds. Had they bargained their lives to Horus out of loyalty? Had the whispers of the Alpha Legion and sermons of the Wordbearers turned small grudges and local aspirations into abhorrence of the Emperor and even greater ambitions? Or did a darker force push them to service? The fist of Horus clenched above their homeworlds, threatening destruction to the disloyal. The same could be asked of the pilots of the Nightwalkers and Titan crews whose massive war engines moved in support of the traitor regiments. Threats and promises were as much a part of the rebels' armory as bolters and super-heavy tanks. No such question surrounded the presence of the last component of the forces assembled for the final attack. Phalanxes of red-armored legionaries marched in precise step along the flank of the World Eaters, keeping pace with immense tracked engines of destruction and outlandish war machines that hovered several meters above the undulating ground, floating constructs and towers that pulsed and flickered with unnatural energies. The Thousand Sons of Magnus, scions of dead Prospero. Korax looked down at his companion, a space marine in storm grey armor, heavily scarred by the mark of bolt, shrapnel, and lasbeam. Though the enamel of his plate was much chipped and cracked, his legion symbol was still visible. A red wolf's head.
"The wolves of Fenris have made a lot of enemies," Korax murmured.
Bjorn did not look up at the Primarch, but flexed his powered claws.
"Nothing occurred that they did not earn."
He turned away and started up the hill towards the fortifications. Korax turned his back on the enemy and followed while more shells and missiles raked across the rocks and emplacements of the mountain slope. His long strides took him towards the keep raised by the Space Wolves, their last line of defense. Like a massive barbican, two towering orbital landers formed an arch, their lifted gull wings creating a gateway 40 meters across. Macro-cannon turrets pounded out a steady rhythm. The rounds from each four-gun salvo descended like meteors into the valley to lay a bloody firestorm upon the advancing World Eaters and Thousand Suns. Around them, anti-aircraft weapons chattered and hissed shells and las into the sky, blanketing the heavens with a storm to deter even the most foolhardy aerial assault. The air crackled with the ship's overlapping void shields, and Korax's armor sparked as he crossed the line of the energy barrier. He ignored the chill as his steps took him into the shadow of the great dropships. Ahead, a cavernous space opened up before him, but the regular cut of the walls betrayed an artificial berth to the hangar-like space within the mountain peak. As well as dozer-marked rock, the stone bore the glassy sheen of phase field excavation. 100 battle tanks and transports nestled within the cavern. Around them, the space wolves gathered about their pack leaders and commanders. They checked their weapons and made final oaths to each other, swearing their lives away against the treachery of Horus.